Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God finished his work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day. Then from the tree of the cross, God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was all sick and corrupted and dying. And as darkness covered the land, he spoke again and said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and died to redeem his creation. On Saturday, the Sabbath, Jesus laid in the tomb and rested from all the work that he had done of carrying the sickness and the sins of the world. Now it is morning, the eighth day, the first day of the new creation, and Jesus Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. It's so nice to speak those truthful words and then hear your response. I'm sure you all replied last year during the online service, but like the disciples, we were locked in our houses and a bit afraid. Now what was lost has been found, and it's time for a feast. But that isn't exactly the feeling we're left with at the end of the gospel reading today. It seems like something is missing. The oldest manuscripts of Mark's gospel end with the words, "They went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid." Not very hopeful, is it? This ending of Mark is very abrupt. It's raw. It reveals a lot about our humanity. But even though it seems like something may be missing here, don't focus on what's not there. Focus on what is. Remember that the Marys came to the tomb and there was nothing, no stone or seal or guard blocking their way. When they went inside, there was no corpse for them to anoint with their spices either. The tomb was empty, except for a young man dressed in white who said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him? But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he's going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." This is a very powerful way to tell us that we will not find Jesus among the dead. He's not in the tomb. Christ is risen. Hallelujah. The God who said at the beginning, "Good," has come forth from the tomb to say it again, to recreate his creation by putting death to death and giving life to those who have long lived in the shadow of death. Who can blame those women for being upset and afraid? It's not easy to leave old ways behind. To not be afraid of death, to live in this new reality of eternal life. Mark's shorter ending leaves us wanting to find out more about this Jesus and his disciples and everything he taught and did. And right away it reminds us of something else that he said, too. Do you remember when Jesus spoke about the rich man and Lazarus who had both died? How the rich man was suffering in hell and asked Father Abraham to send Lazarus back from the dead so that the rich man's brothers could see this man raised from the dead and repent and believe and not join him in hell? Do you remember what Abraham said at the request? "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them." But the man in hell protested, "No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent." Abraham replied one last time, "If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced if someone should rise from the dead." Jesus told everyone that would listen to him that he was going to die and on the third day rise from the dead. But the disciples weren't there waiting at the tomb that morning. The women carried spices to anoint a dead body, not a living one. The sad reality is that even if the whole world had been standing at the tomb when Jesus was raised, they still wouldn't believe. If they won't listen to his words, if they won't receive his prophets and his law, then neither will they believe even though he has risen from the dead. Ironically, the Jewish leaders were the ones that were actually worried that Jesus might do what he said he was going to do. They went to Pilate and asked for a guard so that the disciples couldn't come and steal away Jesus' body and make it look as if he had been raised. They set a stone and a seal and a guard at the tomb, but the disciples didn't come to steal the body. And Jesus doesn't follow lockdown orders either. The Roman soldiers that were there saw God's angel come down from heaven and roll the stone away, and they trembled and became like dead men. But later they took a bribe from the Jews to say that they had fallen asleep. And then they went away and they seemed to forget about the whole thing. Matthew reports that after Jesus' death, the earth shook and the rocks were split and the temple curtain was torn in two and the tombs were broken open. And many of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised from the dead. And they came out of the tombs after Jesus' resurrection and they went into the holy city and they appeared to many people. Yet who believed what they saw? Which of the rich man's brothers saw the resurrection and believed? No, rather, it is just as Jesus has said. Even if someone rises from the dead, they will not believe. Mark, with this ending, reminds us that seeing is not believing. Faith comes from hearing, not from sight. If you won't hear and listen to what God has said, then it hardly matters if you can see. This morning, you have come to the place where you know that you can see Jesus by hearing his word and receiving his gifts. You have come to hear the good news and to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. All of your sins of doubt and turning away from God's word, your sins of trusting in other saviors and living in old ways, even your sinful fear of physical death and your lack of faith that God himself has numbered your days, they have all been forgiven and paid for in the blood of the Lamb that was shed for your salvation. The Father accepted Jesus' sacrifice on your behalf. Jesus is no longer dead. He lives. He died for you and now he lives forever for you. He has gone before you into heaven to prepare a place for you in his Father's house, and all who are baptized into his death and resurrection and believe on his name will see him there. This is the gospel. This is the good news. And every single word of it is true. Everything that he has done for you is certain. What was lost has been found. What was taken away from us for a short time, God has graciously restored. The one who died for our sins lives. The Lamb has been sacrificed. The bread from heaven and the wine of gladness are on the table, and the feast of victory is already in full swing. And God looked at everything that his only Son had done, and behold, it was very good. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Amen.
Hi, this is Pastor Ryan Wendt. You've just listened to a sermon preached at Christ the King Lutheran Church in Billings, Montana. I hope that you heard God's law that reveals your sin and His precious gospel, the good news of salvation in Jesus Christ, that your sins are forgiven for His sake. These sermons are posted not as a replacement for gathering together with other believers around Christ's word and sacraments, but for our members who are away at school, at work in foreign countries, or who for some other reason are not able to be with us regularly. If you've been listening and do not have a church home, please consider contacting us through our website, and I will be happy to help you find a faithful congregation and pastor near where you live. Or if you're listening to us locally, why don't we get together for a few minutes and talk more about what we believe? If you'd like to support the work the Lord is doing through His Word in this congregation and in our community, please get in touch with me through our website. The Lord's richest blessings to you this week and always in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.